Thanks, Stacey. Good afternoon, Matt. I'm curious how you would characterize what Patrick Chung has brought to the defense this season.
Well, I think, Pat has come in and really tried to fit well into the different things that we've asked him to do defensively, and he's really tried to relearn the system and some of the new things that we've added. And I think he does a great job of playing, you know, a very physical style of football. I rely on him to be able to handle situations that come up in the game where, you know, he might be involved in different aspects of the defense and communication, things like that. So I think he's really just come to work every day trying to do his job to the best of his ability, and I think that's been the best thing so far, and try to learn and try to improve and try to do whatever it is that we've asked him to do week in, week out.
Great. And Matt, just to follow up on that, you know, you obviously had experience with Patrick from the 2009 to 2012 season. Then he leaves for a season, he comes back. What have you noticed in terms of him that being different this time around than maybe the first 4 years you were with him?
Well, I think with any player, you know, as you look at the player progressing through his career, and, you know, whether he's with you for the entire time or if they, you know, leave and go someplace else or come back or don't, I mean, I think there's obviously a level of you know, maturity that's going to take place over your course of your NFL career. And each season, you know, you get a little bit wiser, a little bit smarter, a little bit more in tune to the NFL game. So, I mean, certainly, you know, Pat with, you know, a couple more years' experience has been able to benefit from some of that and learn from, you know, his experience also, you know, being in a different system. So, you know, he can apply some of those things that he learned there into what we do, and obviously broadening your football mentality and intelligence certainly can you know help aid you as a player. So I think he's just you know, he's come in and he's done a great job of trying to do everything the way we've asked him to do it.
Yeah, hi Coach, how are you? Nice, congratulations on Sunday. You guys played great.
Thank you,
Coach. I just to piggyback somewhat on Mike's questions about Patrick. Afterwards, I was lucky enough to be part of an interview with Devin, and he was talking about the chemistry of the defensive backfield and Darrell and Brendan and the defensive Devin himself and Patrick and Kyle, can you talk about the way they've evolved and over the last couple of weeks and what you've seen on any of those guys?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, as a defense as a whole, you know, we spend a lot of time together. We meet together and obviously practice time together. So I would say that, you know, the defense in general, the guys work very well together. They are always continually trying to learn, understand what the game plan is, and meet and watch film and spend a lot of time around each other. So I certainly think that's an important team-building aspect, whether it's the entire team or the defensive unit or the defensive backs, the defensive line, the linebackers. I think it's, you know, it's good to, you know, to have those guys that enjoy spending time with each other and working together to, you know, try to improve. And certainly I would say, on a whole, the defense does a great job of that. The guys work very, extremely hard every day to, you know, to try to learn exactly it is what we're doing. And certainly, you know, in the back end, those guys do a great job of studying and preparing and, you know, like I said, trying to understand what we're trying to get done that week.
Yeah, he was – Devin was talking about the particularly against Denver, just use that as an example to get a balance between physicality and reads. Is that something that plays into the way they work together too, or is that something that's individual? Or,
well, I mean, I think you know, I think there's going to be all aspects of that that are part of the preparation week in, week out. You know, you're going to study individually, you're going to study as a group, and I think the big thing defensively is that everyone sees things through the same set of eyes. So you're trying to get all 11 guys to recognize, understand, and take a look at what the opponent is doing, and, you know, communication is a big part of that, and being on the same page is a big part of it, and that's what we're, you know, that's what we're trying to stress.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Matt, related to the communication of the defense and getting the defense set, Dante Hightower, now in that role, how has he grown into it, given the experience he's had, and is he more comfortable, more confident? What do you see in his evolution in that role?
Well, I mean, I think Dante comes from obviously a great background from college up and through to, you know, obviously us having him here from a system that, you know, asks a lot of its linebackers. So I would say that he's, you know, very familiar with the process and the requirements that come with the job. He's done a great job of handling some of the different roles and some of the different communication aspects that he has taken upon himself. But really, you know, as a whole, I mean, the all the different responsibilities and the communication aspects and the handling of different aspects of the defense flow through all of the players. So, you know, those guys are prepared and ready to go and obviously feed off each other. And like I said, it's communication, so it is a two-way street. So there's a lot of guys out there that have to you know, handle different aspects of that. But I certainly think, you know, Dante does a great job of, you know, trying to handle stuff in the middle and get things communicated out to everybody and certainly as part of his development as a player.
Hey, Matt. I was just kind of rewatching the game, and Malcolm Butler had, you know, pretty difficult assignment, especially there in the second half with Emmanuel Sanders. Just wanted to get your thoughts on how he did from your perspective and also what he's done in practice to kind of gain this level of trust from the coaching staff to be out there in a game like that.
Well, I mean, I think all the players on our defense, you know, that are here and that are active for the game, we expect to go out and compete at a very high level and to perform their job to the best of their ability, and certainly he would fall in that category. I think there was, you know, a lot of different opportunities for all the guys on the field to, you know, have a chance to compete and be in good positions. And certainly, you know, he had a couple things that we asked him to do in, you know, different positions, and thought he did a, you know, a good job of trying to execute the way we needed him to execute. He's a young player. He's got a lot to learn. He's still trying to you know, get down all of the defense and the techniques and everything. And he works extremely hard, you know, throughout the week to try to prepare, and he's learning how to do that more every day. So we're certainly, you know, trying to push that along as much as we can. But like I said, I mean, everybody that we expect to be at the game and to be active for the game, we expect to go out and compete at a high level regardless of what that job is.
We'll take two final questions. We'll go Phil Perry, followed by Tom Curran.
I'm just wondering how having two talented athletic linebackers like Jamie and Dante in the middle of the field, they're both pretty good pass rushers, it seems, and I'm just wondering how that allows you to be a little bit more flexible in your play calling.
Well, I mean, I think we're pretty fortunate to have some talented football players across the defense. So I think that's really what we're trying to put everyone in the best position they can to help us win. And so that's certainly just going to depend on the situation and the, you know, the particular play call and what we're trying to accomplish on that set of downs. And certainly from the linebacker's perspective, having guys that can do different things is great, along with the defensive line and along with the defensive backs. So I think we got a lot of talented guys. I mean, and a lot of guys that do a lot of different things. And, you know, I certainly look to Vince Wilfork up front, first and foremost, who really does a great job of, you know, controlling the line of scrimmage and trying to, you know, play physical and play aggressive up front. So I would say it's a good combination of a couple of different players that we have.
Matt, obviously, you played against a very good quarterback on Sunday, but his style is a bit different from some of the ones that you'll be facing coming up who are a little bit more mobile and active in the pocket, starting with Luck and then on to Rodgers. Have you gotten enough of a look yet from your team against these types of quarterbacks? And what are the main concerns, you know, in terms of changing the style of defense that you have to be concerned about? I would guess the edges.
Yeah, I would say that's the, you know, that's really the phase that we're in right now. We're moving past the Denver game and really, you know, trying to look forward this week and then look ahead to obviously a huge challenge with Indianapolis and a different style of, you know, the quarterback who Andrew Luck is extremely mobile, very fast, very talented, quick decision maker, a guy that can really hurt you if he's out in space and has an incredible arm and really does a great job of running that offense. He has good vision downfield while he's on the move to be able to assess the situation as far as the coverage or the threats. So it's just a different situation from the quarterback standpoint. You know, just a very athletic, very mobile guy, and so it's going to be a different challenge for us to handle that. I mean, we've obviously have played teams, you know, this year that have mobile quarterbacks and quarterbacks that move around a little bit more than others, and some that stay in the pocket a little bit more than the guys that move around. So it's different each week, and you got to assess the you know, that particular position and what those guys bring. And certainly Andrew Luck has done a phenomenal job of being able to extend plays and drives and make plays with his feet and his quick decision-making ability when he is, you know, in or out of the pocket.
Thanks a lot.